there is now a disincentive for health insurance navigators to set up shop in rural areas. Navigators are those specially trained people that help consumers sign up for health insurance on the marketplace. The Trump administration has tied their funding to how many people they sign up for coverage on the marketplace. And since chances are higher of signing up more people in urban areas, navigators in South Carolina are focusing on cities at the expense of rural areas. WFAE's Alex Hogan reports.
Pointing to a map of South Carolina, Shelley Quenga laments how she is only sending health insurance navigators to a third of the state's counties.
Well, it's primarily kind of an I-26 corridor. So that's where most people are.
Quenga is with the Palmetto Project, the state's largest of two navigator groups. She hires specially trained people to go out to libraries, McDonald's, and other public places across the state to help people buy health insurance plans on the federal exchange. Last year, she had about 60 navigators. This year, 30. That's because the Trump administration cut her federal funding in half. So she's abandoned places like Chester, South Carolina, and is focusing on the Greenville, Columbia, and Charleston areas.
So that we can get kind of, you know, the most bang for the buck, which appears to be the primary focus of the administration.
This year, the Trump administration slashed spending on navigator groups like Quenga's and changed the funding criteria. The organization tracks a variety of metrics, among them how many people they consult on buying insurance, how many people actually sign up, and how many people are referred to other programs. This year, the government said it funded groups just based on how many people they enrolled in plans through the exchange compared to how many people they said they would sign up. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says this is to ensure accountability, but Quenga feels pushed into meeting metrics rather than serving as a non-biased health insurance educator. Her group signed up 1,700 people on the marketplace last year during open enrollment, but that doesn't tell the whole story. Quenga says her navigators steered people to programs that were best for them. Often that was Medicaid, not necessarily the marketplace.
We are between the rock and the hard place. Even having to focus more on the urban areas, the people who need help are probably in the rural areas, but we can't afford it.
The picture is very different in North Carolina, where about 10% of federal funding was cut to its four navigator groups. There will still be more than 100 navigators spread out across the entire state, roughly the same amount as last year. 26-year-old Ilya Henderson is getting ready to sign up for coverage again with the same Charlotte-based navigator she worked with last year.
I definitely wanted to book with you again this year to kind of go through the process again.
Yeah. Henderson got help from the largest navigator group in the state, the North Carolina Navigator Consortium. Project Director Jennifer Simmons is placing navigators in rural parts of the state. She doesn't seem to be dissuaded by the new federal funding formula.
We have no guarantee of what to expect, so we're really providing the best level of service that we can right now based on the money we have, and we're optimistic that strong performance and the demonstrated need that we think is out there for both not just coverage but for help actually accessing the coverage will folks recognize the value of these services and make a decision accordingly.
North Carolina had one of the highest enrollments last year in the federal health insurance marketplace with more than 500,000 people signing up. South Carolina, with about half the population of North Carolina, has nearly 200,000 people enrolled. But Sabrina Corlett with Georgetown University thinks those numbers will drop during this open enrollment period. She studies the health insurance industry.
It's just been decision after decision, including this navigator funding cut, that will ultimately lead to not just lower enrollment in the marketplaces, but sicker enrollment in the marketplaces.
If that happens, Corlett says to count on higher premiums. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.